be with you.
Yes,
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's son, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boats, but that night they caught nothing. And it was already dawn. Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, but they are not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with fish. They climbed out on shore. They saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" So he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Monsignor Clem texted me early this morning that his brother-in-law did finally die. So he asked for all of your prayers for his family. So let's do that right now, okay? Let's just take a few seconds of silence, and let's ask that Monsignor's brother-in-law may have the reward of eternal life in heaven. Let's also pray for Monsignor Clem during this difficult time for him. Amen. So he hopes to be back with us in a couple of weeks. Some of you would make me laughing. They're asking, when is he coming back? I said, he's retired. He could do whatever he wants. Right? But God willing, he'll be back in a couple of weeks. So he sends his love and his prayers. He misses you all very much. Okay? The last couple of days have been amazing here at Holy Family. On Friday night, we had confirmation. And it was a beautiful celebration. I have to say, Bishop Brian Nunes did a phenomenal job. It was one of the best confirmation masses I've ever been to. And there's always an excitement when you see our young people and our adults get confirmed. And it was a beautiful evening. And yesterday, we got to celebrate two First Holy Communion masses. And those were both absolutely beautiful. And as pastor, I always try to make the Eucharist relevant to our second grade children, right? So I asked the kids, where is your favorite place to eat? And as I asked this question, you could see the parents looking like, oh boy, don't pick up my child, right? But here are the most popular places where our second graders like to eat here at Holy Family, okay? Sushi, Chipotle, Popeyes, La Fiesta Grande, but the number one answer, McDonald's. But I have to say, my favorite answer happened at the 10 o'clock mass. This little boy, very smart, he was sitting right over there, and he said, my favorite place to eat is wherever my mom cooks for me. And I said, boy, this kid's an operator, right? So wait till he's in high school, ladies, right? But it was so heartfelt. It really was heartfelt. And after Mass, I asked him, why did you say that? He goes, I mean it, Father. He goes, I love when my mom cooks for me. And that really touched me. Really touched me. I mean, the love that he had for his mom, has for his mom, he must know how loved he is by his mom. And that is such a gift, isn't it? When we know we are loved by somebody, that is one of the greatest feelings in the world. And we experience that with our family members, God willing, and friends who become family. But that's what Jesus is doing for us in the gospel today. He's reminding each and every one of you how loved you are. And he wants you to hear that today. So Peter denied Jesus how many times? And today Jesus asks him, do you love me? How many times?
3 times.
So what's the significance of that? Jesus is redeeming Peter because he loves him so much. He's making it better for him. He's telling Peter, I know you messed up, but guess what? I still love you anyway. That's never going to change. And what a beautiful thing for our Lord to tell us this morning. He loves you so much. He knows you've made mistakes, but he looks behind that. He looks beyond that. And if there's anything you remember from this morning's Mass, is I want you to know how much Jesus loves you. And that same message he has for Peter, it's the same for all of us today. He's telling us, forgive yourself. None of us are perfect. We've all had things that we regret we've said or done or failed to do. But he's saying, I love you. Jesus is also, you know, I love Peter, because Peter, his mouth always gets him into trouble, right? I can relate to that. And you can see, Jesus is testing Peter. He's saying, are you with me or not? That's what he's telling all of us today. Christ doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He wants us to be the best disciple that we can be. So we have to say yes to Jesus each and every day. Sometimes it's multiple times throughout the day, is it not? You think about it when your kids at 10 o'clock at night tell you, oh, mom, guess what? I have a project due tomorrow, right? You got to run to CVS or wherever. That's a decision to still love them. No matter what it is. So Jesus is asking Peter, do you love me? And he's telling all of us today, do you love those around you? And that's a decision we've got to make each and every day. And it's a daily decision. Sometimes it's hard to love, is it not? When we're tired, we don't want to get out of bed, we're not feeling well. Yet our Lord's asking us to keep loving. So we're going to be stretched in ways that we never imagined. But yet we're still called to love. And finally, Jesus says, if you say you love me, okay, I want you to prove it. And we prove it by our actions. We are being asked to feed his sheep. And that's a call that we all have to help God's people. So every single human life is a gift from God, is it not? From conception to natural death, that beautiful Catholic teaching, that we're called in a special way to help those around us who are most vulnerable, or those who need us to help. And what a beautiful thing if each and every one of us could be known for our compassion, our mercy, and our love. So today, my dear friends, Jesus is saying, I love you. And I know you love me, but I want you to go out the world to make the world a better place by how you live your life. So there's no room at Holy Family for grumpy Catholics, okay? There's no room for Holy Family for Catholics who just want to come to Mass and that's it. We come to Mass to be fed by Jesus so we can go out to the world to make it a better place. That's where the real work is. The only one who should be here all the time is me, okay? You know what I'm saying. So our Lord is telling us today to go feed his sheep. How does that speak to you today? In other words, who needs your help, and how are you going to help them?